Teachers Hall of Fame Radio Auction, Thursday, November 20th.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 843.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line are Samantha Russell and Sadie Moore. We're talking about art gifts through the Emporia Arts Council, but also art classes as well.
Looking forward to hearing all about this. Good morning, Sadie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good today. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in. So, Samantha, let's start here with the art gifts open house. The way it sounds, officially getting the art gifts season open here this weekend.
Sure is. We've been spending all week getting the gallery space set up with all of our fabulous artists. A lot of them we usually have in the art store, but they always bring us some fabulous seasonal items that we add to the gallery space.
Along those lines here, Sadie, how much art is going to be part of art gifts?
We do have quite a bit of a variety. We have some wood turning and carving from some fellas that usually sell here in the art store. Lots of variety of ceramics. We have some fiber artists, some photographs, glass artists. So we have a little bit of everything going in there.
So, Samantha, when will you kick things off here?
We officially open this Saturday. Our hours will be 10 to 3. And it'll be this Saturday, the 22nd, that we open.
Gotcha. Samantha, I was going to ask you here, when it comes to the art gifts, it sounds like this is actually kind of a gallery. Is this a little bit of a different setup from art gifts in the past, maybe in the store, or as a combination, or how is this actually working versus your past setups?
It's very close to what we're doing, or what we've done in the past. It's
okay.
Just pretty much expanding our art store into the gallery space. So we just deck it out a little bit more, bring in multiple artists in there and set it up similar to your average art market, but we just expand it into the gallery space since we usually get such a surplus of pieces this time of year.
So Sadie, are the art numbers good? We're going to have a great selection?
Yeah, we've got some good stuff coming up. We're all starting off on December 4th, so the first week of December on a Thursday. We've got our clay clubs, which is our year-round classes that are always pretty popular. Coffee and clay in the morning, and then kids clay in the afternoon. And then that evening, we've got a paint and sip for the adults as well.
Samantha, on art gifts, I was going to ask you, for people who would like to be part of the art gifts process specifically, how do they do that?
Normally, we send out some letters and emails early October, mid-October, for a call for artists to participate, or sometimes if we see you at like the Great American Market or something like that and it really just speaks to us, we'll reach out to you that way. But you can always come in and ask us about it. Of course, the timeline is a little bit short now. But if you are interested in joining us next year, definitely stop into the Art Center or give us a call, and I will take down your information to add you to our mailing list for next year. That way we can get you added in there.
Samantha, you mentioned things with the art gifts begin this weekend. How long does this run?
This goes all the way through the holiday season. So once we return after New Year's is when I will start taking everything down. But we will be open all through the holiday season. We will unfortunately be closed, of course, that weekend around Thanksgiving. We need a little break too, but you can always find us right after the holidays or right after this Thanksgiving as well.
Well, we're hoping that you have nothing left to take out of there, right? Everything is sold.
I'm hoping for a really good turnout this weekend.
Nice. Samantha Russell, Sadie Moore joining us from the Emporia Arts Council as we talk about art gifts. We've talked a little bit about holiday art classes, and Sadie, I was going to loop back with you on that particular topic here because it sounds like you've got a great variety of classes for young at heart and some of us older folks here. What goes into setting the schedule and how much coordination is involved here with some of your presenters?
So the holiday art class season is kind of the like most concise, and it's also most people's busiest season. Everybody's running around getting stuff ready for the holidays and worrying about school and getting kids where they need to go. So I try to keep it so that these holiday classes specifically are more family oriented so that it's like all ages can come to the same class. That way there's not as much
hassle scheduling on the people that are coming in.
Good deal. How festive is it? I wanted to ask both of you this, but Sadie, I'll start with you. How festive are things now at the Arts Council, especially coming after all of the turnout that you guys had for All Veterans Tribute?
It is. It's pretty festive in here, I'd say. People, especially, you can see it in the clay studio specifically, people have already started making their ornaments. Kids have already started making their little gifts for their parents. So it starts pretty quickly.
How about you, Samantha? What's your thoughts on the festiveness now and the festivities to come?
Oh, I've been setting up Christmas trees and hanging snowflakes and garland all week, so it's feeling pretty festive to me. I left the other day with some pine needles in my hair and surprised my husband by sharing that with him.
Oh, it's man. The most wonderful time of the year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Absolutely.
Good deal. All right, Samantha, set us up again here for the Art Gifts open house and the Art Gifts side of things here for our conversation today.
Yes, absolutely. Art Gifts opens this Saturday. We are open 10 to 3. That is this Saturday, the 22nd. We will open up our gallery space with all of our expansion of the art store with a wide variety of artists and pieces in there.
All right. And Sadie, classes that are coming up.
Sure. So our holiday classes start on December 4th with our clay clubs. We've got a paint and sip coming up. We've got a little ceramics class coming up, as well as an ornament class coming up. And those classes will run December 4th through December 20th.
Sounds great. Sadie, thanks.
Thank you.
Samantha, thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you both. Samantha Russell, Sadie Moore, Emporia Arts Center. Art gifts and art classes.
Learn more. Call 620-343-6473 or go online to EmporiaKSArts.org. Tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour. We're going to take up most of that with What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton. That's the monthly rendition, so that'll be right after news around 8:20. And then right as we get closer to the top of the hour, we'll have Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. We'll be talking about the annual bell ringing fundraiser, and that does include all of the activities for the media kickoff on Saturday.
There we go. KVOE live and local. It is 8:51. Good morning.
It's time for the 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9 Mitten Trees. An opportunity to do something special for someone less fortunate. Mitten Trees are at 9 host locations. Through your generosity and caring, we hope to have these Mitten Trees adorned with lots of mittens, gloves, and scarves to help.